You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to our show. We're recording this earlier, so you won't be able to call in this week, but we're traveling this week, so we're recording it. But we have a lot of exciting things coming up this time, so you're going to stay tuned. We're going to talk a little bit more about it, what's going on. But welcome to Tech Trend Investments.
Welcome. Welcome, everybody. Hope everybody is having an amazing week, an amazing Tuesday at that. And we hope this spike your interest a little bit with the topic we're discussing today, a continuation on to what we were discussing last week about cryptocurrencies.
Yes. This time we're going to be talking about meme coins and altcoins and a special trading platform and learning how to trade. So we're going to talk about that. I'm going to give you a little bit of information. So everything that we're talking about tonight is going to be, we want you to do your own research, and this is not financial advice. I do have a background in master's in finance, and I was a day trader, and I've been in Web3 for over 3+ years and in crypto since 2016. But everything that you do, make sure that you consult with somebody and ask for advice and ask help and watch some YouTube videos and learn a little bit more before you jump into anything. But we're going to give you some background and some information and how to trade and how to trade successfully. And we always want to tell you to make sure that you paper trade before you do anything, which means just pretend to trade and try it out and then see if you're doing good. And then when you do that for a while, practice, and then try and do it with just small amounts of ETH or whatever you're trading in.
100%. It's always like we reiterate over and over again, paper trade first. Never put your money on the line until you've mastered something or until you feel comfortable at that. Make sure you do your due diligence, you be comfortable in the strategy that you're using, and then you can implement it. You know, it's all about practicing. And the more you practice, the better you'll end up doing. There's people that we've taught and that I've personally taught how to trade during my time investing and trading. And it takes some people longer than others. And it really depends on how dedicated you are to learning and to strengthening your knowledge onto the topic that you're practicing. And in this case, it's crypto trading and meme coins in specific. It's a super volatile market that you're getting into with a very high potential for returns. But also, you could lose it all really quickly if you're not doing it correctly, or if you're buying the top, as many people say, which will teach you on how to track for these things, buying the top, buying the quote-unquote Coke bottle, as a nice term that Elizabeth uses, and will really get you in tune into your true trading strategies and your trading mindset.
Right. And we also want to remind you that this is for educational purposes only. The all content and information provided, here's my little disclosure, all the content and information provided in these terms and conditions are intended for educational purposes only. They're not meant to be interpreted as financial, legal, or professional advice of any kind. This is for entertainment use, so any use of the materials, content, or information contained should be solely for entertainment purposes, and acknowledge that the information provided is not a substitute for professional advice or guidance. So that's my little disclaimer, but we're going to give you some information, and so let me give you a little bit of a background first. So my name is Elizabeth Powell, and I've been in crypto since 2016 and in Web3, which is NFTs and tokens and crypto and like the other side where all the new tech starts to come from, for about three and a half years. I was a day trader, so I did stocks, bonds, options, futures, and all that fun stuff in currency also. And so when you're doing that, you're in high volatile charts. And so they run up fast and they run down fast. And so you learn how to read a chart and how to go through a chart and understand what it's doing and where to enter safely and where to exit safely. And so we're going to teach you a little bit about that tonight too. We're involved in like heavy international hours. And so since there's international hours, you're getting all the hours all over the world. You're getting Asia, Dubai, Europe, US, West Coast, East Coast, all the different hours. And since crypto never sleeps, either does international. So we always recommend whenever you're trading, we trade in high volume times, which is usually Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, sometimes Friday night, sometimes Saturday night, and then Sunday afternoon and Sunday evening. And then the best times to trade are usually 5 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Those are the highest volume. And if you're in the stock market and your options and futures, the stock market doesn't open up until at 6:30, and then it closes at 1. So we also have like the public in that time too in the U.S. and the international. But we also have it in crypto. And then at nighttime, it's kind of nice because we have a thing called gas. Gas is the cost that it costs to do the trade. And so gas will be high in the morning because it's a lot of volume. So the higher the demand, the higher cost of gas. At night, gas calms down and it's not as high. And from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., we get all the international overlap because everybody's waking up internationally. Asia is still awake. East Coast is still awake. They're about ready to go to sleep. And then we have Dubai waking up. Europe is asleep because that's about 4 a.m. for Europe. So we don't catch the European market at night. And then the best times to trade too, and we're coming up on another big peak trading part of the month. We have the first of the month and the end of the month because it's payday, right? So everybody has money. New money comes into the market. New money comes into the market in stocks, bonds, and crypto. Also, options and futures too, because it's the beginning of the month and everybody has money. But it usually only lasts for about 5 days. And the main reason being is everyone's rent is due or their mortgage is due. They have a big bill that's due at that time. So the first of the month, we have it from like the 30th until about the 5th or 7th. We'll have a lot of volume in the market. And you always want to trade when there's high volume because that's when it's going to get the biggest, we call it runs. A run is when a stock or bond or crypto goes from a low point to a higher point on the chart. So it's a run. And a run is like as fast as it'll go. And so we'll have bigger runs when we have high volume. And then the other peak time of the month, we have the 15th of the month or on a payday on a Friday. And the reason being is everybody's getting paid. And so like internationally and US, everyone's getting paid around the 15th of the month. And especially if it's a Friday, because that's usually the end of a pay period. And so we have a lot of money coming into the market, which means everybody has an itch to spend and trade and make money. And it's also kind of like their quote unquote free money. And the reason being is on the 15th of the month, they don't have any big bills due. Like they don't have their mortgage due or their rent due or something like that. And so we'll have a lot of volume usually from about the 15th to the 22nd. So right now we're coming up on the end of the month, and this happens to be a leap year. So we have the 29th this time, the 29th and the 1st. And then our next big run will be the 15th through the 22nd.
Oh my God. And if you didn't catch that, it's basically the times to trade are based on the most activity in the market, based on global, it's international time zones. So you want to catch when everybody's in the market and when everybody has money in the market. And that's what these are all timed on. It catches as much money in as quick of a period of time with the lowest fees. Because on Ethereum, which is primarily where you'll catch all the meme coins, there will be fees associated with the transaction, and that's called the gas fees, or in other words, GUI. You want to catch the charts with the lowest GUI at the time. When you have low GUI, you're paying less to enter the chart and less to exit. So that's essentially you're paying for your transaction and making sure your transaction goes through. Because there will be people, if you don't use specific bots on this market, who can front run and back run your sales or buys to increase or decrease the value of their tokens.
Right. So we're going to talk a little bit about that too. So there's bots called sniper bots, and there's bots called mev bots, and there's bots called sandwich bots. And a lot of you probably heard about those. And so what a mev bot or a sandwich bot is, like they call him Jared from Subway because he's a sandwich, get it? Ha ha. So there's a sandwich bot or a mev bot. And so what they do is they try to sneak in. If there's a new launch on anything or an IPO or a stock or bond, they also do it in those too. They try to, it's called front run, which means they try to get in front of everybody else's trade. And so gas will spike up, but the sniper bots or the mev bots or sandwich bots will sneak in before everybody on that play and get in. But they're working on very low slim margins. So they'll do something like 10 ETH and 10. Well, actually, and also the other big thing right now is ETH like hit one of its big time since we've had in like a year or so. We hit over, what was it, 3144 today. So now when we're calculating out ETH, we have to times it by 3144. But so it's ETH ran today. We call it ran. So ran means that it's like it pumped. It went as pretty high that it's been in the last year, in the last 12 months. And we were talking about ETH last week too. So ETH originally had bottomed down at like 1400, and then we went up to 2500 and 2800. We tapped 2900, and now it went above the last year all-time high, and it hit, I believe, 3144 today. It might have hit higher. I haven't looked at the chart recently, but now when we're calculating out ETH, we have to calculate it out on a 3X. So an ETH, so if a MEVBOT or a sandwich bot comes in, they try and front run, they try and get in front of basically all the other traders, quote unquote. And so it's called a front run. And so they'll get in, they'll do a big ETH buy. And so ETH is Ethereum, and that it's going about 3144 right now. And so if they do 10 ETH on that, they're doing like about 31,000, right? And so they're doing 31,000, but they're working on a very slim margin, and their profit margin is usually about, on 10 ETH, it's probably about $1,000, which is very small amounts. But they're going in and they're doing the sandwich bot or the MEV bot, and they'll get in and get out of a play really quick. Because when something's new and it's launching, it'll go really fast. It'll run up really fast. And so it'll go from a low market cap of about 6,000, and it can hit like 150,000 within a minute or two. And so these MEV sandwich bots, quote unquote, will go in as soon as something launches and then do a big buy. It's called a big buy, where they go in and buy 10 ETH worth of the token, and then they'll sell off 10 ETH plus $1,000 within like 30 seconds or a minute. And they're called MEV bots or sandwich bots. And so they're like trying to get in front of everybody. And so that's one of the type of different snipers or bots or MEV bots that are in play. But they're working on very, very small margins. And so when tokens are launching, they're doing different things to try and deter MEV bots and sandwich bots from jumping in and jumping out of plays. They have anti-MEV software, and then they also have anti-MEV type of launches that they do certain strategic things in place, and we'll talk about those later on too. But that's one of the things.
Yeah, I'd say that's probably a big scary part of the market, and why people are so scared to get in at times, because they're scared all of their money is going to be taken by those MEV bots. I can assure you that's not going to happen if you follow the strategies that we kind of overlay and lay out to you guys, because you can essentially avoid them and make your plays a lot stronger, and also not diminish the value by getting caught by these MEV bots. There's different types of tools that you can use, bots, snipers that you can use, as Elizabeth has mentioned, that you can use to avoid this stuff. And I'd say when it really depends, because if you're going in on a quote unquote Coke bottle, you're not going to see as many MEV bots. But if you're getting it on a first launch, you'll see a lot of MEV bots and a lot of snipers getting it on the chart. And it really depends. Are you comfortable with trying to get in at the same time as them? Are you comfortable with potentially the value of your asset going down a little bit at the time, or the meme coin dipping a little bit and then sending again? How risk tolerant are you? What are you looking for? And there's different points in the chart where you could get in and say, okay, I'm most comfortable with this. And this all ties back to paper trading. I'm more comfortable with jumping in on Coke bottles. And that's when a chart is ranging between 10 and 20,000 market cap. And you can see it's going up and down and up and down, red and green candles, but staying within a range. And you can, and it'll stay there for about, I don't know, in meme coins, it really varies, but 10 minutes, it can even go up to an hour, sometimes even a day. And it really varies on how strong the project is and how long it's taking the teams of these tokens to push out their next step. And the next step could be anywhere from a big announcement that they're planning on releasing, or callers jumping in and pushing the chart and sharing it to more people and getting more eyes on the project, so more people inevitably buy into it and break the Coke bottle. So you shake it up, you shake it up, you shake it up, top to bottom. It's red and green, red and green. And then you take off the cap, and it just soars all the way up. And you can see anywhere from 5 to 10 to 20x on that.
So we're going to talk about the different types of tokens too. And one of the reasons we're on here is we've been trading for a while and we're callers and analysts. And so we're able to read a chart and predict a chart and know what a chart's going to do. And we specialize in what they're called meme coins. And I can't say the derogative of what the other word is for them. But there's another word in Web3 that everybody calls them. I don't want to say it on the radio, but or on the talk radio. But we specialize in meme coins, and meme coins are like, if you've ever heard of Pepe or Grok or LMI or Joe or what's some other ones, Juno.
Pepe.
Yeah. So there's about 500 coins that will launch a day. They're all brand new coins. And so what they do is they're called meme coins. And so they're a faster version of an altcoin. And what a meme coin is basically they come up with a number of tokens that they're going to launch. And so say they have a million tokens. They have a million tokens. And so they will put it to the public to buy, just kind of like a stock. Like if you had a million shares of stock and you put it to the public, like an IPO to buy. Meme coins are similar to that too. But they're held by an unknown source. And so you have a high risk, but you also have a high reward and high return. Remember, this is not financial advice. This is for educational purposes only and entertainment purposes only. But this is something that we specialize in. And so we're here to bring it to the public and talk to you a little bit more about it. But so meme coins will start with like a million coins. And so what they do is they have a thing called a liquid, which is their LP. And to actually fund the coin, to make the coin have or the token have value, there has to be money put into the token to give it quote unquote value. And so it's something called an LP. And so they'll fund it with like $4,000. So they'll have a million coins for sale. They'll have a $4,000 pot in there, which is the liquid. And then so the market cap may be at $8,000 when it launches. And so they'll bring it to the public and they'll put it to the public and then people will buy up these tokens. And the same thing that happens with supply and demand. If you have an IPO on a new stock and you have a high demand and you have a low supply, it's going to cause the price to go up, right? Well, the same thing happens with these tokens. And so, as I was saying, there's like 200, 500,000 tokens that launch a day and they're doing it over and over again. And so when they put it into the market, they fund it with an LP. They have about a million coins. They put it on the market and then people are able to buy it on Uniswap or on DEX tools and they're able to access these meme coins. And so the way to start, you need to set up a wallet, which is through MetaMask usually. And you can go onto the help and find out how to set up a wallet with MetaMask. You can buy Ethereum with USD or you can buy it with even with your credit card sometimes. Or you can fund it with USD and then swap it over. We call it swap it over. So swapping is like taking an international currency and taking the dollar and swapping it over for like pesos. It's the same type of thing, but you're taking the dollar and you're swapping it over for Ethereum. And so you're going to buy all these meme coins with Ethereum. And so the way that you do this is a million meme coins will launch. It's called launch when they put it to the public, like an IPO is going to the public. It's a launch. When you do a startup company, it's also called a launch. And so when the tokens go, it's called a launch too. So they're putting a million coins to the public. They have about $4,000 in Ethereum that's supporting the coin and giving the coin value. And now the public can buy a million, up to a million coins, right? That's their max supply. Now, if you have a lot of people who want to buy this token or buy this coin, it's going to cause a big demand. And since there's only a million tokens, it'll cause the price to go up. So the first time they buy it, they'll buy it and it's worth an 8,000 market cap. And so they buy into that. And now more people want to buy into it. And so the market cap goes up as more Ethereum infuses into the token. It causes the price to increase. And now the LP or the liquid increases also because people are paying Ethereum to buy this token. And so now the LP goes up and it goes up to 4,000 and 8,000 and 20,000 and 100,000. Well, as the LP increases, so does the market cap increase. And again, so we have a high demand and a low supply because we only have 1 million tokens. And so now the market cap is, the market cap starts out as 4,000 market cap and goes to 8,000 or 20,000 market cap. That means that the LP also increases too. So if the market cap's at 20,000, the LP is probably at 10,000 Ethereum. It's usually like a 2 to 5 to 10x of whatever the LP is at. And so then people will come in and buy these tokens.
Oh my God. Every time I hear it and hear the market cap liquidity ratios, it always brings to my mind that when you see something and you can analyze the chart and it looks good and you see the market cap and you're like, it's at 1 billion market cap with only 30,000 in liquidity. How does that make sense? And it's really just because of how they structured their market cap liquidity ratio. And that's a big thing to look out for in projects, because you can jump into one and their market cap liquidity ratio looks fine at the start, but you'll really find out more as people start buying in. And teams can be smart about this, and they'll lock later, and that it can either add or take LP away if their project isn't locked and renounced. And that being, when a project is locked and renounced, it means that when it's renounced, they can no longer edit the contract, and that means they can't pull the LP, they can't restrict trading, they can't increase taxes, and that those are all red flags, and you don't want any of that. And that's something key when you're looking at buying into a chart or buying into a meme coin per se. And if it's locked, LP is locked, it means they can't take it out. They've put it in there and they've locked it using an online software. And the most common one is Unicrypt. And they'll put it in there and they'll lock it for a set period of time. And that means they can't pull it out and nothing will happen to it, meaning your money is safe. But if it's not also locked and renounced, then there's some red flags there, because you can lock your LP in there, but if it's not renounced, they can just increase the taxes and you won't be able to sell.
So let's go to the basics on that too, so people understand.
Okay, 100%. 100%. I'm too into this now.
We're going into the advanced stages of it. So let's explain what it is. So for all of you that aren't into crypto and don't know what all this lingo is and all this talk is. So when somebody launches a token, they start out with, like I said, those 1 million tokens, and then they put liquid into it. So they put in like 4 grand, right? And so everything is done on the blockchain, and it's all done on smart contracts. So it's all documented. But there's a couple different things that happen when a token is launched. A token can have, it's called quote unquote taxes. So that's one of the first things. So taxes are basically a cash flow that the token makes by having the token. And so every time you go and buy a token, you'll get taxed. And every time you sell a token, you'll get taxed if it has quote unquote taxes. And so taxes are kind of like a royalty that the devs or the developers or the team gets as a cash flow so that they can pay their bills, so that they can pay for marketing, so that they can promote their token, so they can pay their team, so that they can keep the token afloat and keep it going so that the market cap will stay high and so that it'll have a lot of end users on it and so that people will buy it. And so the way they do it, just like you structure any business, if you have a startup company or you own any kind of a business, you need a source of cash flow, right? You need a way to sustain a business. You need a way to pay your employees daily. You need a way to market your business and to promote it and to push it out there and to get people to buy things from your business or buy an asset from your business. Well, tokens are the same type of philosophy. It's basically a business. It's also an asset for the people that are buying it, but the people that are launching these tokens, it's a business for them. They have to cash flow. They have to make money. And the way that they make money is they, quote unquote, have taxes on it. And so the taxes is like a royalty. Every time you buy some of the tokens, you pay a percentage fee, which is a tax and or a royalty paid back to the developer or the team. And every single time you sell, it's a percentage that goes again back to the team or the developer. And so they're able to cash flow, they're able to sustain the business, and they're able to keep the business model going. And so taxes can be changed as they're going along. They can start out really high with like 100%, which means if you buy in, you buy in and you lose all your tokens, or if you sell out and it's 100%, you lose 100% of your value. So you always have to look and see what the number is on the taxes. But most of them are around 5% to buy in and 5% to sell out. Just like when you would do a mutual fund or you do stocks and bonds and you pay a commission to your broker. It's something similar, but it's getting paid back to the developer and it's getting paid back to the team. So what we're doing is when we look at tokens on launches, we're looking for different things that the developers do. And so one of the safe things, we always want to make sure that the taxes are close to a 5-5, especially if they have utility or they have technology attached to it. But if they don't have anything, it's just a quote unquote meme coin. It means that they're just being, they're doing funny memes and it has a funny name and it's going to be marketed that way. And so they may have taxes so they can sustain and so they can pay their teams and they can cash flow the business. But that's one of the things that we look at. So when we're looking at a launch, we're looking at how many tokens are being launched. We're looking at what the liquid amount is. So if they started out with 2 ETH, well, now ETH is 3K. So that would be like 6,000 in the liquid. Then we look at what the market cap is. The market cap is like the valuation of the how much the tokens are worth. And so it's a ratio from the LP. And so again, it can be a 2x, a 5x, or a 10x. So if we're at a 6,000 liquid, we may have like an 18,000 market cap. And so again, based on supply and demand, is if we have a high demand and a low supply, the price and the valuation will go up just like anything else in stocks, bonds, options, and futures. And so we look at analytical software. And so our software that we utilize, we use a thing called TTF or Auto, and it gives us analytics and details on every single token that launches. And so we can find out what the taxes are and what the market cap is and what the liquid is. And then we have another thing where they want to make sure that the contract is verified. And the contract is verified, and then it's put on the blockchain and it's verified. And so we know that the token is a lot safer because you can go into very high risk tokens or you can go into safe tokens. And so we want to make sure that the contract is verified. And so on a launch, when they first launch, they'll put the LP in, they'll put the million tokens out to the public. People will buy and sell the tokens. We'll have a demand and a supply. So the demand is how many people are coming into the market. The supply is whatever the limit is on the tokens. And then we want to make sure that the contract is verified. So we'll know it's verified if TTF updates it for us too. And then when the token launches, it'll run up really fast. And then people will sell off really fast. And then they'll buy really fast and sell really fast. And then we know that the contract is safe when they've lowered their taxes. So they may start up with really high taxes and then bring them down, which is like their royalty fee, their cash flow. And then once they quote unquote renounce a contract, it means that they can't do anything to the contract anymore. They can't manipulate the contract unless they have a thing called a backdoor where they're doing modifications on the contract. And so when we look at our analytics and we look at TTF and we look at Auto, we verify that if there's any suspicion, and if there's any suspicion, our terminology is called honeypots. Honeypots means that it may be a bad token. And so we're looking for only safe tokens to get into. The returns on all these tokens are pretty high. And whenever you have anything that's a high risk, you usually get a high reward. If something's a safe play and it's been around for a long time and it's stable and it's a blue chip and you know it's been around like Disney or Coca-Cola or any of those other ones, they're very stable. They're very predictive. They've been around a long time. So they're very safe and you can see with the movement on them, they don't move as much. But when things are very high risk, they move very fast. They're very volatile and they'll go up and they'll go down very fast. And so if you're entering into meme coins or altcoins, they're a different division of Ethereum, but they run really fast, but your returns and your rewards come in very fast too.
100%, 100%. And what the utilization of TTF and Autobot also spans to tell you if a contract is a honeypot, it'll tell you right on the top. It'll let you know, yes, this is a honeypot. Or this has suspicious functions, which is something else that you need to watch out for. If it says, let's say, oh, it has a function to pull LP, yeah, pull the liquidity pool, in other words. That is a no-go. That is a stay away. But at the same time, the developers that are smart can be utilizing that in a way to keep people out until, I guess, the people that they want are in. And there's a lot of manipulation in that case as well, because there are market makers. There are people who make charts run, and the people that are smart, the developers that are smart, will do things within their contract to throw the people on the outside off to kind of scare them away from buying at the start. And we have a system in place to track that and to keep all of our data in one place and to make sure that we can catch those plays that maybe these devs don't want us to get into. They want us to stay away, but we know what's going on. And we found out the best possible entry to get into them. But obviously, if it's a high risk play, and all of these coins I say would be high risk play, you want to put a low amount of ETH, a low amount of money in there. Like we reiterated before, your coffee money. Just throw your coffee money at it and pull at a 2x. There's strategies in place for a reason. They're high risk, and I'd say no one wants to lose it all. No one wants to lose their money. They want to play it safe and they want to make money. And I can't say this is 100% safe, and obviously none of this is financial advice. Always do your own research. This is just for entertainment purposes only. Always consult an advisor for any decisions you make. But this is all, it's very, very, very high risk in terms of getting into these meme altcoins.
Yeah, so we're giving you like a brief overview of what a meme altcoin is. They're a lot of fun. They have high returns and high rewards, but they're also high risk. And so we look at different things on a contract. So it's called a contract. So if a stock or a bond gives an offering, they'll give like a white paper and tell you what it's offering and what the terms and conditions are. And so on a token or a meme coin, they're kind of doing the same thing. They're giving you a million tokens to buy, and they put in their 6,000 liquidity pool to give it as an asset, to give it added value. But then they have different quote unquote types of terms and conditions on it. And so we always look for things that are safe. And so we teach people how to trade. We teach people how to trade different types of coins. We teach people how to trade Ethereum, Bitcoin, meme coins, altcoins. You have a high return. We get big returns. We'll get returns of sometimes 20x to 13,000x, not percentage, x. So we get those within sometimes a couple minutes to 7 days. And so most people are putting their money into stocks and bonds and futures, and they're getting a return of 5% to 10% annually. With stock, with these different types of coins, so stocks are more stable, so you get like an 8 to 12% return. But with the meme coins, you have a higher risk. So you never want to put all of your portfolio into a high risk play. This is like your throwaway money, your discretional money, your money to risk at, but you're going to get a higher return. And so what we do is we teach people how to trade these and how to get high returns and how to enter into a play safely and how to de-risk and exit a play safely too, because there's a system and a strategy in place. It's just like you do anything in life, any type of asset that you invest in, you always have to have a system and a strategy in place. And you want to make sure that you're safe every time you enter into it. And so we have a platform, we have a trading platform that we've built about 10 months ago that tracks all these different meme and altcoins. And it gives you all the detailed information that we're going over right now. It gives you all the information on the name of the token, how many tokens were launched, what the liquid pool is, if it's locked or renounced, if it has a verified contract, what the taxes are, if the taxes are high or if the taxes are low, and then also the percentage of how many holders are holding it. So every single buyer that comes in with their wallet is considered a quote unquote holder. So we may have like 1,000 holders on a million coins, or we may have 100 holders on a million coins. So you see how much percentage they're holding, how much they own, quote unquote, of that coin. That's the holder percentage count. And so we have a platform that we built out And it has back tests. We have 15 million points of data. It includes 50 to 75 different variables and indicators combined with AI technology to predict what coins have the highest probability to get the biggest returns and what coins and tokens are easier to enter and which ones are easier to exit. And we also teach a system and strategy, and we do that through audio, video, bullet points, training sessions, voice chats, and then also bringing this to you in the public right now. And so the platform is called AI Signal. And so we combine artificial intelligence with indicators and variables and utilize 15 to 20 million points of data and then predict on the highest predictability of which tokens are going to have the highest statistics of becoming a safe coin to enter, and then where to enter and purchase these coins and where to exit these coins too. And so we have a whole system and strategy. I'm going to go over that in just a couple of minutes. But the name of the platform is AI Signal. And we started out in Web3 and crypto. And I said, we've been built for about 9 or 10 months. We have back testing to prove the concept to show all the returns that it's predicted. We have a Telegram channel, a Twitter channel, a website, white paper, all the information.
Elizabeth, I believe
all the data and historical data so that people can. Huh?
I think you cut out for a second there, unfortunately.
Okay. So we have can you hear me okay now?
Yep, you're perfect now.
Totally. Okay. So we have a platform called AI Signal. And so it's going to give you all the data, all the statistics, all the information that you need to learn on how to trade these meme and altcoins. And it combines AI, which is artificial intelligence technology, and also gives all the data and all the information every single time a new token launches. And it'll predict which ones have the highest probability of running. We call it run, right? Which will go from like a 0 to a 20x or a 1 to 100x or a 1 to 1,000x. But we also have a system and strategy in place, which I'm going to go over in a minute. But it's called AI Signal. And so it's a trading platform. We teach people how to trade and trade safely, how to read these charts, how to read these signals, how to get the information about the taxes, the verified contract, how to get the information if it's locked, renounced, if it's has a hold percentage count, if that's low or not. But that's a little bit brief information. We're going to go over a trading strategy in just a minute here.
100%. AI Signals has been developed, as Elizabeth has said, for over 8 months now. All the data and analytics are there to prove all of these trades and all of the profit that it's predicted. It does use predictive modeling, so it does predict when a chart is going to go up. It predicts when the chart's going to go down. And it also predicts certain strategies, one being the one that I mentioned earlier, the Coke bottle, which is by far my absolute favorite to use because it is a safe entry and it has the highest possibility for returns for the least amount of risk. And I think that's probably going to be a lot of people's favorites. And the term Coke bottle was actually created by Elizabeth, and it's a super Web3 term to kind of encapsulate what's happening on the chart.
Yeah, so we have three different types of tokens that we track. It also predicted when ETH and Bitcoin was going to run. So run means that it's going up on the chart, that the volume's increasing and the price is increasing. So we call it our slang in Web3, or if you're talking in stocks and bonds and a chart is going fast and green, it's called run. So we predicted when ETH is going to run. So we had it when ETH was at 1400. And so in our different AI models, we have Telegram bots. They're AI bots that will ping. It's called ping. They'll send over a signal and tell you that ETH and BTC is going to have a high volume and that it's going to go up in price in the next 24 to 48 hours. And so by knowing that, you're able to get into long positions or options or buy ETH and BTC, and you have about 24 to 48 hours before it increases in the price value. So that's one of the things that it does is it predicts when ETH or altcoins. And it also predicts when all the other ones are going to go too, because it will have pings coming over, which are called stables, which is USDC, DAI, Tether, WEETH. Those are stables. Stables is pegging the value to $1 to one USD. And so it's a stable where it means it does not fluctuate. It always stays stable. But WEETH and BTC will fluctuate on the value. And so when our stables start pinging over heavily, it means that Ethereum or Bitcoin is about ready to go up in value. And we've been predicting it nonstop actually for like the last 7 or 8 months. Every single time, 24 to 40 hours in advance, we'll know that Ethereum or Bitcoin is about ready to go green on the chart and increase in value. And that's one of the predictions that it does.
I'd say I like to add to that always. It's the AI that's been created and the bot that's been made has been really, it's tailored to everybody. If you want to stay and trade the more stable and less volatile tokens like ETH and Bitcoin, there's room for you to do that. Or if you want to take a higher risk, then you'd go for the meme coins. And there's a lot of different types of meme coins as well. So you have a variation from in terms of risk. And I'd say that the more important thing to look at when you're looking at using these bots that have been provided and been created is to really judge, okay, take a step back. Am I in this to trade short-term, really quick, fast trades, high profit potential, or do I want to buy it and use it to predict my ETH trading or my Bitcoin trading? And will that satisfy what I'm looking for? And you can test that through paper trading. And I'm always going to stress that paper trade, practice makes perfect. And it's a big learning curve. And when you're coming from a Web2 perspective and trading stocks and bonds and ETFs to jumping into meme coins and Ethereum and Bitcoin, and using these signals to guide you and assist you when making your trades, there's a learning curve in place. And that's what we're here to help clear up and help you learn more about, so you become a master of using them and you don't run into these hiccups or use them inappropriately or wrong so that you make bad trades.
Right. So it has three different types of tokens that come over. I know that we're limited on time here.
Yeah, a little bit.
We have the ETH and BTC, so Ethereum and Bitcoin, it predicts 24 to 40 hours in advance that it's going to go green in the chart and the price is going to go up and there's going to be movement, which I don't think there's any indicator or any bot right now or any AI predictive model can predict 24 to 40 hours in advance. Most charts will be a 30-minute chart and you'll be able to tell 30 minutes in advance, but this does 24 to 48 hours. And then we also have the new token launches, which I was talking about first, is when somebody launches it, it's brand new, it has that million tokens and they put in the LP and it has about 8,000 or 6,000 LP and the market cap's at 16,000 or 20,000. It finds the highest probability on those that are going to launch. And then it has another one token called Revivals. So Revivals are tokens that have been around longer than 24 hours, 7 days, 30 days, 365 days. And it'll start pinging and telling you that that token's about ready to run again. And run again means that the chart's going to go green and the value is going to increase. And so our slang is called run. So it also predicts those too. And so we'll teach you different trading strategies, but we wanted to give you an overview on what the bot and the AI does. And so it's called AI Signals. And again, it's been around for about 9 or 10 months right now. It has back tests and historicals, 15 to 20 million points of data. It uses 50 to 75 different indicators and variables to do predictive modeling combined with AI technology. And it gives us about like 5 to 10 solid tokens a day. A lot of them will hit 20X to 13,000X, and they usually either hit it within 15 minutes to a couple days. So again, most stocks and bonds take about a year to get an 8% return. These are getting a 20X to 13,000X in such a short term period. But we're going to teach you how to trade these and what strategy to use next week. But right now we wanted to give you an overview and a brief understanding of what meme and altcoins are and what the predictive modeling is. And if you want to look it up, it's aisignalbot.xyz is the website, and it'll give you all the information. And you can come into the Telegram and chat. We have training videos, we have audios, bullet points, teach people how to trade. And then next week, we're going to go over trading techniques so you can learn how to de-risk and take out your profit and not get emotional and how to be safe on all these trades. But we'll go over those next week again, too. I know we have probably have like just a couple more minutes. So it's AI Signal, AI Signal bot.xyz. It does meme coins, altcoins, predictive modeling. It has new pair launches, they're called revivals, gives predictions on Ethereum and Bitcoin, and then has different styles of pings that come over. Do you want to say something?
Yeah, I will 100%. I'm just going to say, if you do check it out, check out the website. They do have a Telegram if you are tech savvy. The Telegram is open and active every day. If you have any questions regarding the bot or regarding how to use it prior to next week's show, then please feel free. I think everyone's active in there. Jump in there, ask your questions. I'll be active in there. Same with Elizabeth. And we'll feel free to answer all your questions, any concerns you may have, or if you're trying to learn more in advance. We definitely do encourage you guys to get more active and find out more if you're really interested in this topic. It's super interesting, very high room for return, and it's super fun. It's super, super fun. I spend all my days staring at charts and staring at these signals. So I'd love to share my knowledge with you, and I know Elizabeth would as well.
Yeah, and soon we'll also screen share and we'll show you trading charts and what the pings look like, what the information looks like. But right now we're just giving you a brief overview so you can understand everything about it. But this is one of our specialties. Like, we've been invested and done a lot of different backgrounds of things and traded and day traded and degrees to confirm all this and then built all this AI technology. I have about 25 developers that built it out. And so we've been working on this for a long time and made sure that it was safe to bring it to the public. We have over 1,000 plus users on it right now, too. We did beta testing for 5 to 6 months before we even brought it to the public, and then confirmed with all the back tests and the historicals and the data, and have over 1,000 users right now. So we have fun. We have about 2,000 people in our Telegram, too. And so if you come in there on Tuesday, we'll say hi. We also have web names. So I'm Ace, and that's love. So if you look for us, that's our web names. And our real life name is different than our web name, but you'll see us too. And so you'll know it's us. But we're here to open for questions, and we hope to open some doors and try out some new things. Always paper trade, always be safe, always de-risk. Whenever it's high risk, enter with just fun money. Don't put your mortgage on the line. Don't put your mortgage on the line. Use your coffee money. Use your spending money. Use your money that you would have just blown at the nightclub, or you would have bought coffee with, or bought a McDonald's hamburgers or something. Yeah. But I mean, like, if you can change, you know, if you can change your coffee money and then start investing and start learning how to trade, it's awesome. It's fun. So that's what we're here for.
Yep. It's fun. It's lucrative. And it's something that I think most people would love to take up as a hobby. They just haven't found the right way or the right tools to guide them and assist them into actually making it a full-time hobby. And AI Signals is there. And I believe it's the best bot out there to help you and guide you to provide you the best signals, the best entries and exits possible and make the most money. I think that's what most people look for in this space. And I think knowledge is more important, and learning how to do it on your own and the value you get from knowledge is so much stronger than any monetary gains. So you can apply it to absolutely anything you do, whether that be house flipping, whether that be buying art pieces, whether that be going out and buying and flipping sneakers, or whatever you choose to do with it, the knowledge that we provide you. It can be applied anywhere. We're just providing you the best case scenarios and the guidance and the assistance to doing it with Ethereum, Bitcoin, and meme coins.
Right. So the website is aisignalbot.xyz. You'll get the Telegram, Twitter information on there. You'll be able to try out the bots and get some more information. But next week, we'll teach you how to trade. So we wanted to go over brief information and give you all the details about it. I know there's a lot of slang. We'll have up a website soon that'll teach you all the slang too. Because coming from the real life over to Web3, we use a lot of slang. If you ever watched Dumb Money or GME or AMC, all the slang that they use, we use it in Web3 too. So we try to translate the slang so you understand what we're talking about. But it's AI signal, uses artificial intelligence, 50 to 75 different indicators and variables. It's a trading platform that gives the highest predictability models. It's been around for 9 to 10 months with 20 million points of data and back tests. But we look forward to teaching you next week how to trade. And soon we'll start screen sharing and then give you the website information so you can learn the slang and learn how to trade. And even if it's just something to learn, it's fun. And if you want to start trading too, that's what we're here for too.
100%. And thank you everybody for tuning in. I think we're at our cutoff. So hope everybody has an amazing Tuesday night, an amazing rest of your week.
Yeah, thank you for coming. And then we'll see you next week. Next week, we'll have some more information and talk about how to trade and then go on to some more different investments and traveling and more information too. So stay tuned. We'll always have something different and something new to learn every week.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.